translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, after hearing from the great sage Maitreya about the Lord's incarnation as Varaha, Vidura, who had taken a vow, begged him with folded hands to please narrate further transcendental activities of the Lord, since he, Vidura, did not yet feel satisfied. Translation of text number 2. Sri Vidura said, O chief amongst the great sages, I have heard by disciplic succession that Hiranyaksha, the original demon, was slain by the same form of sacrifices, the personality of Godhead, Lord Bor. Purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As referred to previously, the Bor incarnation was manifested in 2 millenniums, namely Svayambhuva and Chakshusha. In both millenniums, there was a Bor incarnation of the Lord, but the Svayambhuva millennium, He lifted the earth from within the water of the universe. Whereas in Chakshusha millennium, He killed the first demon, Hiranyaksha. In the Svayambhuva millennium, He assumed the color white. In the Chakshusha millennium, He assumed the color red. Vidura had already heard about the one of them, and He proposed to her about the other. The two different Bor incarnation described that the one Supreme Personality of God. It's the end of purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my obeisances again. Today, small Hiranyaksha will be talking to you about big Hiranyaksha. While I was reading, or sometimes when I'm listening, different stories about Krishna's pastimes, different incarnations, and thoughts are coming. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could kill demons without appearing to the material world. He can do it. But He prefers to come here to show us different pastimes. With the same, it's one of the reasons. Of course, there is no reason. Supreme Personality of God, it comes to material world with His own will, own wish. But one of the reasons, if we say that, He wants to show us certain things which we are not able to see, which is happening in our heart. Hiranyaksha lives in our heart. It sounds strange, how come Hiranyaksha can live in our heart. The symptoms of Hiranyaksha we can observe on different living entities. Hiranyaksha, He didn't want to give planet Earth to Lord Varaha. He says, Creator created this planet Earth for us to enjoy with it. Same behavior, same attitude we can observe around different living entities, not only human being. If we observe instincts, if we observe animals, even if we observe plants, they'll try to take more and more. And there are certain plants, if you touch them, it burns your skin. Plants say, don't touch, this is my land. I observe in my garden, different situation. At night, foxes are coming, creating party in my garden. They think the garden belongs to them. And next day, I need to clean everything. We plant flowers for Krishna, for our deities, but foxes are coming, making everything upside down because the garden belongs to them. They don't go to a neighbor's side because neighbor's side, they don't look after it. They prefer our garden because it's nice and clean, large. And they eat prasadam. We live in the garden, they eat prasadam. But it's power of the prasadam. One morning, I observe small box of eggs, like 4 eggs in a small box, unopened, with the price, barcode, everything there, unopened. Fox brought it, dig a little bit into the pot, plant, we will plant flower, he put inside. And I told my wife, foxes brought something for exchange. They didn't know we are vegetarian, we don't eat egg, but he picked up from somewhere. Daytime, squirrels running around, hiding something in the garden, and snails, everything. If you observe everything, not only human, everything, every living entity thinks this particular place belongs to them. In the same way we behave, in our road always fight for car parking. One neighbor parks, another shouts, another one shouts, another. And I always put one car, I'll remove another one to keep parking for myself. During the preachings or during the conversations, sometimes I say people, okay, we came to this world because we want to be God. 99% people say, no, I don't want to be God. Why I don't know? I don't have that thoughts. Yes, that's true. We don't have that thoughts because we already think we are God. On the subconscious, we behave we are God. Everything belongs to us. And we have to enjoy. This is how Hiranyaksha lives in our heart. Lord Varahadev, he could kill Hiranyaksha from distance. He could save the planet Earth without coming, without appearing. He could do any magic. But he wants to show us what's happening in our heart. Nobody wants to be God. Nobody says, I want to be God. Even I don't say that. But we think we are special. We can do something better than others. Like Miss World competitions. Who is beautiful on the planet Earth? Who is the most beautiful? But we should not think this is an appearance of Srimati Radharani. It's just basic anarthas in our heart. We want to show us we are the number one. Or fighters, or Olympic Games, so much money, so much time, so many people are injured, so many people have become disabled because of competitions, other things, and some of them, life is gone. That same sport team who look after them, who used to pay them millions, once they became disabled, they will be out of attention because they are not God anymore. Living entities appears in this world with two negative symptoms, I mean, related to this topic. Ichha and Dvesha. Ichha is our desire, strong desire for enjoyment. Dvesha is hate. We hate anything will be object while we want to do enjoyment, while our desire we are trying to fulfill. Same Hiranyaksha showing, he says, the planet Earth belongs to us, belongs to me. I don't want to give it to. Same thing, we want to use everything on planet Earth. Oil, petrol, diesel, gold, everything, plants, everything, everything. We want to use more and more and more. Especially this month, a special month, book distribution marathon. This is Lord Varahadev's appearing in our life in the form of marathon, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and other books of Srila Prabhupada. Lord Varahadev wants to help us if we are doing practical part of Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam, we heard many times, Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, non-different from Lord Varahadev. But yeah, it sounds good, but how? How is not different? Srimad Bhagavatam talks to us if we talk. Srimad Bhagavatam jokes if we joke. Srimad Bhagavatam can speak. Srimad Bhagavatam can act. How can we observe? This is a good month's marathon with good opportunity to observe, to feel that experience. Sometimes ago, I was trying to teach one devotee to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, I cannot do Srimad Bhagavatam, I cannot distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe I can try small books. I said, no, you have to try Srimad Bhagavatam. Small books he can do anytime. After forcing him repeatedly, he decided to buy one Srimad Bhagavatam set and to distribute it. And in 3 days or 4 days, he called me. He said, oh, I managed. Somebody bought it. He was so happy. Then I said, okay, now take next one. He said, no. He said, this is enough. It was very difficult for me. It was scary even talking to someone about Srimad Bhagavatam. No, I don't want to do it. I used to call him from time to time to convince him, get second one. Then by the time he said, okay, I'll try. And he took another Srimad Bhagavatam. But to make him more convinced, I told him, look, if you cannot distribute it, you bring it back to me. I will give you money, I'll take the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, you sure? Yes, I take it. He took the Srimad Bhagavatam. And 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he didn't call me. I was relieved, yes. I don't have to give him any money, I don't have to take Srimad Bhagavatam. It's gone. But next day he called me. He said, Damodar Govinda Prabhu, I'm sorry. I tried all my contacts, I tried everyone. Nobody wants to give 200 for these books. People are giving the different reasons. I said, okay, you can keep it, you can try. He said, no. I live in a small flat. I don't have room. I will bring it back to you. Please give my money back. I had to take Srimad Bhagavatam and hardly count money, give it to him. I said, okay, I shouldn't do that next time. Now what am I going to do with Srimad Bhagavatam? Marathon finished, no enthusiasm, no one talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, no one glorifying book distributors anymore, no messages on the WhatsApp, no one saying Jai Jai, how can I distribute it? Now, I didn't know what to do. I kept it in one corner. Before that, I had one colleague at work, Bhavna. She's from India, but she lives here. During the marathon, I was talking to her about Srimad Bhagavatam. She says, look fast. My name is Faz. She look fast. I cannot take Srimad Bhagavatam. I said, okay, then find me your relatives, your friends, I can speak to them. She gave me three numbers, three relatives. And I called them one by one. All of them accepted Srimad Bhagavatam. Within 10, 15 minutes conversation, she said, okay, we'll take it. Even her uncle, one of her uncles, he gave £60 more on the top of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, you are doing great. I'm very amazed the way you are talking, and it's not your culture. I want to give more. Take it for yourself. So, of course, I didn't take myself. I bought some more books. Then the Bhavna didn't know the relatives bought the books. I thought relatives must be talking to her already. She didn't know. While I was offering her Srimad Bhagavatam, she said, no, I'm sorry, the different reasons, I don't read, I can't read, I don't have time. Then I said, look, the people you gave me, the phone numbers, I talked to them, all of them bought the Srimad Bhagavatam. She said, that's impossible. 200 something they bought Srimad. Yes, even your uncle gave me £60 more. She said, that is impossible. Because my uncle, he doesn't give even £1 extra to his wife. Then I said, no, this is a messages, WhatsApp messages. She took my phone, she read one by one. She became different. She said, no, how come? What did you do? I said, nothing. Just I talked to them. This is a very special book. Everyone should have one. Copy it home. She was still concerned. She said, finally, look, I can buy it, but I don't have room in my house. I have small room, one cupboard and few things. You know, I'm lady, I have so many things and I have only one room. But she's not young lady, she was like around 60s. And I said, you have your own house, you have car, you have everything, you have money, you have job, everything. Why you cannot buy Srimad Bhagavatam? She said, I have bad relationship with my daughter-in-law. My son follows and they squeeze me into one room. Even I don't feel it's my house. Then of course, how can I tell her buy Srimad Bhagavatam if situation like that? She has no room. Then I didn't want to give up, like Hiranyaksha doesn't want to give up. Then I came with another idea. I said, Bhavana, look, you have money, you have everything, but you do buy the book, Srimad Bhagavatam, if you had a room, right? She said, yes, of course, I told you, it's impossible. I said, okay, I have option for you. She laughed, she said, what are you going to do? Are you going to buy a house for me? What option you have? I said, yes. You buy the Srimad Bhagavatam, I keep it in my house. I said, I have room. She said, what's the point? I pay for Srimad Bhagavatam and you keep it in your house. I said, no, point is, I will bring you one by one. I bring you one book, you finish reading, I'll bring another one. This time I got her. She didn't have option because she already told me she has money, she has everything, but just a room, space, impossible. She thought this is a solid reason. But I came with another idea, then she ended up paying. She said, are you sure you're going to bring the Srimad Bhagavatam? Whenever I finish, I said, yes. She said, what about if I leave the job? If I work somewhere else, I said, give me your home address, I will bring. She was kind of amazed with the decision. She paid the money, I brought first book to her. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, she said, I can't read. And finally, we started reading with her. I told her just 10 minutes before you sleep, 15 minutes. She started doing that. Then we swapped second book. Second book, she got it. Second book, she did quickly, like within 2 weeks, she finished. She called me, she said, can you bring a third one? I brought a third one, then another one. Then after 2 days, when I brought last book, she called me again. She said, Faz, can you bring all of them? I said, Bhavana, you don't have room. She said, no. I want to keep these books with me. This is attachment to Srimad Bhagavatam. If we start reading regularly, Srimad Bhagavatam talks to us. Srimad Bhagavatam will change our consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam will remove Hiranyaksha symptoms from our heart and we will find a room, and even in a small room. And I asked her repeatedly, I said, look, Bhavana, if you are feeling uncomfortable, because I'm bringing swapping books, that's fine, I have room. She said, no, I love this book. And she gave me £30 donation. She said, when you go to temple, just donate it on my behalf. Such a nice book, how come I didn't know before? And when I come back to the first story, the devotee brought me Srimad Bhagavatam, said, I was still keeping it home. Then from time to time, I look at this book, at a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. I have to distribute to someone. And sometimes my wife told me, she said, you should not do this. First you need to find someone. If somebody agrees, then you can bring the Srimad Bhagavatam by forcing someone, by telling someone, now what are you going to do? Yeah, I was going to walk on a particular day, and I look at the Srimad Bhagavatam and I said, okay, I need to find someone. Then I came to work, same colleague, Bhavana, she approached me, she said, next week, my uncle having birthday party, he's very rich, he lives in Birmingham, and we don't know what to give him as a gift. I said, if he's rich, buy for him phone, iPhone, expensive gift. She said, no, he changes his iPhone every 6 months. He has so many properties, cars. Then she said, it's very difficult if somebody is rich to buy something. It's very difficult. If you buy cheap, he may not like it. If you buy expensive, you don't have enough money. Then I said, don't buy anything. Don't go. Just tell him you are not well. Don't go to his party. She said, no. The reason I'm telling you about my uncle party, I want to gift him Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a unique gift he doesn't have. Then I feel so embarrassed. On that morning, I look at Srimad Bhagavatam at home. I said, what am I going to do with Srimad Bhagavatam? Kind of regretting because I was involved with Srimad Bhagavatam distribution and somebody brought it back to me. Srimad Bhagavatam replies, Srimad Bhagavatam found someone who can receive. Srimad Bhagavatam found the place, the room to go. Same day she came with me, she took the book and she gave the money. In such a way, if we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam or trying to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, regardless we have qualification or we don't have qualification, Srimad Bhagavatam will speak to us. Srimad Bhagavatam will teach us what to do, how to behave, how to distribute. And from time to time, I speak different people. I try. Like a couple of years back, I used to use different technique to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. I used to buy 5 sets, like for £1,000, for my own money, bring them home, pile them in front of my eyes, and look for someone. My wife always shouted, why are you buying so many? But you don't have anyone. But that's the challenge. That would motivate me to take my money back. I cannot bring the books back to temple. It's embarrassing because I bought them. And what am I going to do? I need to find someone. And I need to be more confident if I want my £1,000 back. That will motivate me every day. Srimad Bhagavatam tells me every day. So, and I managed 4 of them, one left. One left. Long time, like months, 2 months, 3 months. I tried everyone, no one. And by the time we were planning to move house from one place to another place, to different address, and Srimad Bhagavatam again became kind of hustle for us, because big box. And it's amazing, Grihastha Ashram, we have thousands of unwanted items. We need everything. But we don't have room for Srimad Bhagavatam. Box of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's extra. But in 2-3 days, we have to move our house, everything packed, this. And I left home with that conscious, that mood. I should not do this next time. So what am I going to do with Srimad Bhagavatam? On the way, one of my friends called me. He's from Ukraine. He's a builder. And I couldn't reply, I was driving. I came to work, he called me again. This time I should take his call. Then I said, yeah, his name is Vasya. He, after greetings, and he said, do you remember some time ago you were telling me about the books, historical books? Historical books, I couldn't remember. But then I said, what books? Sorry, I don't remember. He said, oh, you mentioned like a very beautiful 18 books. When he mentioned 18 books, I realized, yeah, it's Srimad Bhagavatam. I said, yes, yeah, I told you. But I used to call all my contacts, and I don't remember all of them, of course. Then he said, can you bring one copy of that book, or can you send me the link where I can buy it? Again, shocking situation. He's not practicing devotee. He doesn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. He doesn't know even the name Krishna. He's never seen Srimad Bhagavatam in his life. But Again, I was in an embarrassed situation. Srimad Bhagavatam tells me, do you think I'm extra in your house? Do you think you don't have room? I can go anytime. And I told that my friend, I said, by big box, do you have room? Because I had previously experienced someone telling me I don't have room. He said, yes, just bring it. I said, but you haven't seen, are you happy to pay? He said, yes. Unusual situation. Sometimes it's very difficult to give Srimad Bhagavatam devotee's family, but someone who doesn't know anything is asking me to bring it. And I brought next day Srimad Bhagavatam to him. He came out from his house. He was just standing and smoking. I felt bad, and I said, maybe I should not leave Srimad Bhagavatam with him. I wanted to tell him about rules and regulation, how to handle Srimad Bhagavatam, to keep it clean, and to wash at least hands before touch Srimad Bhagavatam. Usually I used to go to receive his house and do a little ceremony, very, very short one. Same I wanted to do with him. I said, can I bring books to your room, to your house, and little ceremony I can show you? He said, no. Just give it to me. Again, I feel bad. And I said, oh, this small ceremony I need to show you. He said, I'm sorry, I cannot invite you to my house. I have one small room. I'm living myself, and I'm sharing bathroom, toilet, kitchen, everything in my house. It's like that. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam, putting in an embarrassing situation. Someone has one room, everything upside down. He's receiving Srimad Bhagavatam. But when you have three-bedroom house, two-bedroom house, and you think Srimad Bhagavatam in the box somewhere. So if we reciprocate, if we communicate with Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see many things which are hidden inside the Srimad Bhagavatam, within Srimad Bhagavatam. How Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, how Srimad Bhagavatam can reciprocate with us. But here in the United Kingdom, it could be much easier because a lot of freedom, you can talk, you can go to the street, you can go to somebody's house. But back home, where I came from, it's slightly different. A lot of Muslim religious people, the country itself like that, and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is prohibited. Last 2 years I've been trying with the local devotees, and I can observe how people are looking for Srimad Bhagavatam, how people are looking for Krishna. Recently there was one particular lady, she used to be in my group. I do some preaching group with back home beginners devotees. She belongs to strict Muslim family, but she's still with us, following, practicing online, reading online. And her relatives find out she's doing different religion or she's getting involved with different religion. She called me urgently. It was early morning here. She called me. She said, I'm in a terrible situation. Please, I don't know what to do. And she told me her brother is coming now to work. To collect her from work and taking her back home where she lives, in parents' house. They are going to talk to her. And that was the last message I heard from her. Then she disappeared. Next day, she left all the telegram groups. We had the chanting group, we had the prasadam teaching offering group, we had in the discussion group, three different groups with different purpose. She left all the groups. And her profile, everything changed. The different prayers from Quran, different pictures related to Quran. She disappeared like 3 months, maybe, yeah. And suddenly, I received a message from her again. She said, I'm still alive. I had so many difficulties, but I want to carry on. And I got new phone, new number. I'm hiding this phone at my workplace. Nobody knows. when I'm at work, I can practice with you. Then she told the story how her brother was very rude to her and she was beaten even on her face, nearly broke her teeth because she's chanting Krishna's name. She had pictures of the books in her phone. And the bad thing is, she was expecting to have baby for last 14 years and she was pregnant after having this situation in her own house. Mother and father watching, and brother is beating her in front of her, pulling from her hair, putting her down. And after 2-3 days, she had a miscarriage. She lost her baby. This is how Hiranyaksha symptoms would motivate us. We think everything belongs to us, our sisters, our relatives. We can do whatever we want with our sisters. We can punish them. This is a very sorry situation. But good thing is she has a taste of chanting Krishna's name. She has a taste of Srila Prabhupada's books. Very small amount she is donating for the books. She donated this month as well. So it's different parts of the planet Earth situations. Here we have huge opportunity to practice, to distribute, to read, to buy, to sell. We need to take this opportunity, we need to use this opportunity. It may disappear as well. Hare Krishna, it's 8:30. Is it the time to finish? I can conclude here if any questions or corrections or if somebody wants to add something. Hare Krishna, thank you. If I tell you name of country, I will be in trouble. It's Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan is in Central Asia. Very strict. We have small temple, but inside the temple, there's a guardian. It's a kind of police. They have small cabin, plastic glass. They're inside the camera, watching who is coming in, who is going out, watching everything. But we're still managing. We are using our Matichis for book distribution. They can go inside the temple, take the books inside the coat and handbag. Good smile, they're going out. They haven't noticed. Sometimes we use rubbish bags to take books out from the temple. With a lot of rubbish, tied rubbish. We put one rubbish bag inside. Take it out. When it's reaching rubbish recycle point, and as a devotee there, he's taking that particular bag, he's going. It's moving on. It's very good. It's very interesting. There you can see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocates, how people are changing their life, how the questions are they asking, how they're acting. By observing them, I can collect confidence. I can see how Prabhupada's mission works. I answer your question, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna. From the story
you told about this lady, you know, she bought the Bhagavatam, started chanting, and she got beaten up by her brother. Prabhupada, when the purpose in the Bhagavatam, that we have to be careful of association. People take association for granted. We have to be with positive people who are helping us grow spiritually. And people who are not, we just have to avoid them from a distance. So to do that, we have to overcome the emotional platform. People are very emotional generally. We have to come to a spiritual platform. And then, if we come to a spiritual platform, Krishna will guide us what's the best way to go forward. But if we stuck to the emotional platform, then we create our own misfortune.
Yes. Thank you, Guru. Anybody else? I have one shlokas. With your permission, I wanted to read. It's related to Lord Varahadev. This shloka from Varaha Purana, 114, text 64-65. Lord Varahadev making a proclamation about Sharanagati to his consort Bhumi Devi. He says, "The entire universe is my body. Neither birth nor death has any effect on me. When one gives oneself to me, Sharanagati, with a firm belief that I am his everlasting support, I think of him at the time of his death and rush to his side even he has no control over his senses with his body appearing like a log or stone. I lead him to my supreme abode where he performs eternal service to me." Lord Varahadev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the glories to Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, thank you.